Hey, you guys, guess what? It's Adrian, Capricorn Tigress, with a special midnight edition. I might be late, but I'm here, right? Bringing a party. Hey, hey, my jam. If anyone wants a reading, let me know. Okay? All right. Hey. I love her theme song. Hey. Yes. We bring the party. Okay. Song, I really do love our new song. I'm not kidding. I listen to that all day. Okay, you guys, guess what? This is a special, very special midnight edition of Saturday Night Lives. When? Because, well, I was late. And I was actually, okay, I'm going to tell the truth. I was actually trying my best to do a no Facebook weekend. Why even try? I tried though. I did. I was away for, I don't know, like 20 some hours or something. I've been away, but I couldn't. Well, there's a lot going on astrologically. And then I saw someone mention something about their chart and I saw she was right. And I thought, oh God, I got to do her chart. And then I'm like, let's just do a midnight edition. Why not? Okay. So you know how it starts. I'm going to first talk about where the planets are in the night sky. Well, where are they anyway? Let's find out. Okay. So right now, as of this very moment, the sun is at 12 degrees of Libra. 12 degrees. Not quite in the middle, but it would probably be affecting quite a number of people who are, well, a lot of people. Anyone who's a cardinal sign, that's Aries, Capricorn, Cancer, you're feeling it. I have been feeling whatever this is. I've had the energy of a flea. Oh, I just realized why I'm back. Okay. So the sun is at 12 degrees of Libra. Okay, let's get that clear. Libras, Leos, Saggies, Geminis, Aquariuses, you guys are doing great. Aries, Cancer, and Capricorns, I don't know how we feel about that Libra sun right now. So we're dealing with it as best as we can. As for me on a personal level, I felt like I was asleep over the last, that's why I was trying to do, well, to stay off of Facebook and sleep actually, just to be honest with you. And I just couldn't do it. And I tell you what happened. Well, as I looked down here, I saw that the moon is now at 19 degrees of Capricorn. Now, 19 degrees of Capricorn, 19 degrees and 51 minutes, okay? That means it's almost at 20 degrees of Capricorn. And Pluto went direct just a couple of days ago in Capricorn at 20 degrees. So now we're looking at this amazing moon on Pluto right now. Well, that's, you know, and for me personally, it's on my sun and my ascendant. And so, yeah, I donned this blonde wig and came out and jamming. That's what you do when the moon is on your ascendant, right? That's what you do. So, you know, I think ambition is going to return too for a lot of people because today and tomorrow, I think we'll feel that over the next 12, 13, 14 hours. Really, we're going to feel that. And then when the moon goes into Aquarius, sometime tomorrow. Well, that's going to be great because Aquarius and Libra are trine. So it's going to be setting up trines to these Libra planets. And let me tell you where these Libra planets are, okay? So we've, as I mentioned, we have the Sun in Libra. We've got Venus in Libra at 27 degrees right now. And we've got Mars that just went into Libra on the 4th at 1 degree of Libra. So yeah, when I say probably Sunday, maybe early Monday morning for some, there's going to be a wonderful trine between the Sun in Libra and Mars. Let me correct that. There's going to be a trine between that moon and the Sun in Libra sometime, probably Monday. But the first thing we're going to feel is the moon when it goes into Aquarius and the trine to that Mars. Okay, that's the first thing that'll happen. And it'll be interesting because the moon is also going to be sextiling that Aries Chiron. And so that's also very good. I think a lot of healing is going to be done. It's going to be awesome. The one thing I'm really kind of worried about, though, Mercury is in Scorpio, and Mercury is at 4 degrees of Scorpio. But, you know, Uranus is retrograding. It's at 5 degrees of Taurus. Yeah. Retrograding to 4 degrees almost. We're talking an exact conjunction, or excuse me, opposition here. So Mercury communication is going to be opposing the planet of chaos, which is retrograde. What I would do is I would look in your chart, find out where Mercury falls, and find out where that transiting Uranus falls. Be careful there because, you know, Uranus can be explosive. It could be something that comes out of nowhere. So it's really good to be aware that maybe your communication, Mercury, can create that explosion, Uranus. So please be aware of that. That's, you know, today, tomorrow, maybe the next. Yeah, caution. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. Just be careful, okay? Jupiter is at 18 degrees of Sagittarius. And thank goodness that's really finally moving away from that square with Neptune. I mean, technically, you know, but really it's we're safe, I think, from that. That's a good feeling. Jupiter now can feel a little bit more expansive, like it really likes to feel, because it's full steam ahead now for Jupiter in its own home of Sagittarius. I just can feel the fire. I can feel the fire of that. That is a lot of fire. That's a lot of determination. That has a lot of oomph behind it right now, and especially with the Sun, which is almost about to make a sextile to that Jupiter. Since we're talking about the Sun, technically they're already conjunct because I'll give it that 6 degrees. You're probably feeling that. It's a very positive time. Like I said, some Leos and Libras are doing really good over the next couple of weeks. In fact, I just uploaded Leo's horoscope to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/astrologylookinside. If you're Leo, I advise you go and look at it. There's a lot of good information in there. If you've been, you know, wondering about you and your honey pie, I got lots of info in there about that too, okay? Okay, so now Saturn is at 14 degrees of Capricorn. It is direct, that's a very good thing. But I want, that Sun, back to that Sun at Libra at 12 degrees, that's square, not that Saturn. And it's gonna be an exact square, probably in the next day or two. Because the Sun is moving way quicker than Saturn is, and Saturn ain't moving that fast. And it's definitely going to overtake it, and we're definitely going to get an exact square. Please be aware of that. That Sun square Saturn is not going to be anything nice, especially if you're a Capricorn, or a Cancer, or a Libra, and an Aries. All of those, yeah, those be careful that day or today, today, tomorrow, and the next day. I would say over the next 2, 3, 4 days, it's going to be a little weird. So be aware of that. We talked about Uranus. I talked a little bit about that Neptune, which, by the way, Neptune is still retrograding in Pisces, but it technically is still within that sextile with, you know, Saturn. It's only 2 degrees. I'm going to give it that. And so that's a very good thing. And it's still within, I will give it still a trine with the North Node, because the North Node is at 13 degrees, 3 degrees away. So yeah, we could still get that vibe there. That's a nice sextile, by the way, Neptune in the North Node. Find out where your Neptune is falling. There's a lot of creativity going on there, especially with, you know, so much Libra. Libra is ruled by Venus. The higher octave of Venus is Neptune. You know, they vibe together. They're creative and they create beauty together. So I can see a lot of beautiful things being created during this time. A lot of creativity happening for many signs right now. I mentioned that Pluto is at 20 degrees of Capricorn. And as I mentioned, the moon is just about on it right now. It's the moon and Pluto are conjunct right now. So I would not get into any arguments, but I think with Pluto and the moon, I think it's just investigating, which is why I had to come and do this midnight version of Saturday Night Live, where I can investigate this chart for Kathy just a little deeper, and of course do readings for anyone else who's kind of reached out to me and, you know, needs to get whatever they need tonight. Okay, so I just wanted to finish this off by saying that the North Node is at 13 degrees of Cancer. It's retrograding. We went through that. And Chiron at 3 degrees of Aries, retrograding. I think I've discussed that. And so, you know, it should be interesting couple of days. Okay. So I hope you guys got whatever info and help that you could get out of that particular reading of where the planets are in the night sky. Okay, so earlier today, I had a young lady say to me out of the blue, well, my Mercury is in Scorpio and my Mars is in Libra. And so I went and I looked up her chart and darn if she isn't right. And so I decided at that moment, let me find her chart here, that I was gonna pull up her chart and just kind of go over it with everybody, because I thought, whoa, how interesting. What a very interesting aspect. Now, I've seen her chart, but I'm not seeing it now. Let me just make sure she's not someone I... There was a group of people that were removed, unfortunately, because I had run out of space, and it's before I raised the vault of activity up to 1,000. Know if how much over 1,000 they go, but here she is. I found her. Okay, so this is the one I wanted. I'm going to do a natal, a transit, a progression. Yes, I'm glad I hadn't gotten rid of her. I know I did delete about 100 people, so some people might have to come back and get their charts again. But that was months ago. So if I've done you recently, you're here, okay? So we're going to put in the Part of Fortune, Vertex, Lilith, Chiron, Ceres, Pallas, Juno, Vesta. Okay, let's see what it says. Kathy. Yes. Okay, well, guess what? Kathy Nielsen Gatsby, you're up first on the horoscope chart is right. Because, well, it is. I really do believe that. Okay, so let me share this so you guys can see what I'm seeing, because I love when I can do that for all of you guys. Let's see if I can get the share going. Share. Okay, here we go. Hello, hello, we are here. Okay, isn't this a very interesting chart? I mean, it's very interesting. In that, first of all, she's got a locomotive. I saw someone the other day with that, but let's look at this crazy locomotive. Starts off with Uranus. She starts things erratically, right? See, this is the way I look at horoscopes anyway. She starts things erratically. Like, she might, out of the blue, she'll be like, oh, I got this idea. I got to do it. I got this idea. It's like she's got, like, a light bulb that, like, suddenly goes bing over her head. And then she's, like, she's got this new invention, this new idea, this new thought, this new philosophy. And you think, wow. I thought maybe it's because she's got her sun in the ascendant and Mercury basically conjunct the ascendant almost. But no, I believe it's because she's got Uranus in Leo in the ninth house of like higher learning. She's literally getting pinged from the universe. Literally. I mean, if you're a writer, if you're a poet or a musician or anything like that, you are literally, I'm sure of it, getting divine messages from the universe. I'm not kidding. And they come suddenly and they come, oh my gosh. And I just looked down and look what I just saw there. Uranus is transiting the sixth house of work. That, this is telling me, like, literally, if you are a writer, if you are a performer, if you are anything where it has to deal with, like, creativity in any form, or, like, even an invention, like, if you're someone, oh, my gosh, it's got a it's Aries, oh, my gosh. Wow, you got Aries on the sixth house. You are a natural inventor. What the heck are you creating, Kathy? Have you invented something? I mean, I just don't, I know you're a little older than I am, so it might have been a dream or a thought or an idea that you had and you didn't, I don't know if you went through with it, or I'm just thinking, oh my gosh. Look, you got a couple of years where Uranus is going to be in that sixth house. And that Uranus is pinging off of, because of where it is natally, your ninth. I don't know why, I might not have seen this or felt this before, but I feel it now. There's something about something you're creating. I swear, even if you're like one of those, you know, older ladies from back in the day, remember they used to have the cookbooks and they used to sell the recipes? Even something like that, even if it's like a recipe that you created or some dish and you submit it somewhere and it gets, because they pay like 10 grand for that. I don't know if you guys know that. I used to work in a place that used to collect them for like Pillsbury and stuff. It's true. But anyway, any kind of invention, Kathy, I'm telling you, it's amazing. You've got a chart for invention. Now, here's the other thing. You also have some amazing planets in the 10th house. And I don't know what kind of career you had. Like I said, you're a little older than me, or getting into that retirement stage of life. And so, you know, whatever you did in your career, you might not be doing that now and that you're a little bit older. But I could see that this, you're someone, I hope, that lived with this career. What a strong career this could have or should have been, because you got Pluto conjunct Jupiter in the 10th house in Leo. And that is someone who was born to shine. Born. Now, it's a strange vibe when I talk to someone in their 60s or whatnot, and I don't know if they got to live out their highest potential. What I am saying here is that even if you didn't do it young, you can still do it, Kathy. You were born with Saturn in the first house on your sun. You, I think, probably look younger than you are, and you might even feel younger than you are. The only thing that would make that a little bit of a problem is if you're having issues with this Uranus messing with your health in the sixth house, and that could be. And, you know, because right now you're midheaven and your natal Mars and natal Neptune and natal Mercury are all really opposed the sixth house of health and work. So you may have felt like your, like, work has been an issue for you, your health, may have been an issue for you. It's just an opposition that's been set up. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it could be because of the natural opposition that's been created. But I, again, I'm just sensing that you have such creative ideas that could make you money. I'm getting it again here with the planets in Libra, sextiling, like right here. Look at this. Is that Lilith or Pallas? That's Lilith. Yeah. Right here, we've got your Neptune sextile Pallas in the second house, or Lilith. That is Pallas next to it. That's what I thought. Okay. So this is Pallas Athena here in the second house. This is, and plus the North Node. Okay. Oh, and a part of fortune. So yeah, see, when I look at this, I'm like, wow, this is a person who was meant to have money. And that should have been part of what you pursued in life. Now, you know, it's got Saggy on the second house. And some Saggies will, it's almost like a soul contract they made. They'll reject wealth in this lifetime for some reason. And I'm not sure that's what you did, but if that is what happened, that could be what it was. I will say that I believe for you, it's not over till it's over. I believe if you have dreams of creating something or gaining additional wealth, that it is possible, I believe, with Mars progressed in your first house, that it is a boon to someone your age. You're probably more active than other people your age now. And with the Sun and Saturn conjunct each other, you probably don't look as old as others in your age as well. Also, I'm just thinking with with Sagittarius Jupiter transiting here, basically on your North Node in the second house. If you're working on any kind of project that has to do with money, oh my gosh, do that. And I believe, like we talked about with, you know, the Mars is back home in Libra right now, probably more in your 11th house still, and not quite in your 12th, because your 12 starts at 15 degrees of Libra. So it may still be in your, Mars is still in your 11th. That tells me you can actually get some of your hopes and dreams and wishes met. Oh girl, we need to talk. There's a lot I'm not saying, but I would love to talk to you personally. I think I made the offer to you before. And although you're not a Libra, you are a Scorpio. And I am going to make the same offer to you if you come early to do it, you know, before waiting to Scorpio period, because I'm going to make a Scorpio coupon. I just don't have it yet. And if you want to do it early, I'm going to make this offer to you right now. Libras, because you got your Mars in Libra. Libras, all Libras, hear ye, Libras. At this time, there is a special going on at astrologyalookinside.com. That means if you're a Libra, or if you just want to take advantage of Libra season, I don't care if you are Libra or not. If you put in Libra 9 when you order your future prediction reading, which is normally like 100 or 75 or something. Anyway, you get 15% off. Just remember that. So take advantage of that Libra 9. That is the code, Libra 9. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and share this, Kathy. Save this chart of Kathy's into the horoscope vault of activity, because I want to make sure I have it. And I was really grateful that I had it tonight, because I was able to confirm quickly that yes, she's right. She did have her Mars in Libra, and she does have her Mercury in Scorpio. And amazingly, her Mercury is right near her ascendant. She's got a very a cool chart because of that Mercury and that Sun that are straddling her ascendant. But I don't want to talk any more about it. I'm going to wait till she gets a hold of me and we can do a professional reading together. And I can tell her all that she needs to know about that horoscope. So now my next question is there anyone out there who else wants a reading with me. Oh, and I did know there was someone else I wanted to look at a chart for. I had said I was going to do it the other day, and I didn't do it. And I thought, what in the world? How could I forget that? So I won't do that today. Okay, so I am looking here. And I see that I see Jessica Rowan has been out there. Hello, Jessica, my sweet friend. I can't wait for you to get your professional reading done with me, because there's a lot you and I need to talk about. Oh my gosh, this girl has a lot going on in her life. And I will, for some reason, I'm being nosy now. For some reason, I know I've done Jessica several times, but I want to look at it for a reason. Why am I being called to look at Jessica's chart again? Okay, let me look at Jessica's chart. I'm so nosy. I have to look at it, you guys. Oh, I see why I was called. Okay, Jessica, let me show you this, honey. Let me show you. I'm going to just give you a real quick overview, real quick, that's all. So I was really being called to come back and look at your chart when I saw your name out there. And I was like, why am I being called to Jessica's chart? Jessica, my gosh, look at all the stuff you got going on. First of all, the full moon is about to happen right on your midheaven. Aren't you the one who said you're looking for another job, baby? You're about to get that job. Bam! And I hope you're seriously looking right now. You might have been sad. Look at this Chiron all up there near the midheaven, but making you all sad about it, making you wonder if you had enough education, if you learned enough, if you've done enough, if you're smart enough. Yes, you are. Now, whatever, somebody's going to hire you. And I tell you what you might need to do to make sure you get all the attention you need. Let me just make sure. Yeah, here it is. I knew it. So, okay. So your progressed Mercury is almost exactly on your progressed Sun, which is what I thought. And your progressed Sun is exactly on your ascendant. Girl, you're about to get that job. Your progressed Sun's on your ascendant. This is your time to shine. Didn't I tell you to shine? Are you? I'm coming out, girl. I'm coming out. I want the world to know. Got to let it show. I'm coming. I never hit the right note. But girl, I have sang that song to you at least 3 times. It's time. Okay, I don't know what jobs you apply to, but you're getting the job. It's time. Your Sun is on your ascendant. And I'm not going to try to make you have a big head or nothing like that. But let me tell you a little something about your chart. Not only is Mercury sitting on your Sun making you extremely intelligent right now, although it's still technically in your 12th house Mercury, so you might still be feeling a little bit of tinges of self-doubt, because that's what Mercury in the 12th house does, especially when you got other planets there by birth. Okay, you got some other things going on in the 12th, so you've had some doubts. I know you have. You've had secrets, you've had doubts, but now you've got a voice, and now you're talking up, and now you're coming out, and you can say what you want to say. You can, you're going to be able to verbalize who you are. And I think with all of this going on, and you've got Mars there natally in the first house, this is just about to cross over into that threshold. 2247, your Sun is at 2219. That is darn close. This is your time. It's not exactly over 2247 yet, but it's so close. So I want you to understand that whatever you feel is holding you back now, it's temporary and it is not going to last. You are about to shine. It's your time, Jessica. It is. And so I really hope that you've applied to the right jobs, because you got Pallas Athena sitting up there. Isn't that Pallas sitting on your own palace? It's a little bit, it's moved forward, it's progressed forward, so it's not quite on its 5 degrees off, but you still have it there by birth and you have it there by transit, okay? So that is, Pallas Athena is the goddess of war and strategy. And it's like, go at it like the art of war, child. Didn't I tell you that before? Okay, now listen. The other thing is, Saturn is in the sixth house by birth. And although you've got a real topsy-turvy sixth house with Uranus there, Pluto is going to be there for several years now. Your work life, and I think even your health, is going to transform and most likely solidify because, well, you got Saturn there by birth and you got Pluto there and it's about to go to your seventh house. Lord child, you got more stuff coming. There's a lot going on in your chart that has to do with money and love, and I ain't talking about it because you ain't paid me yet. I'm stopping this right now, and I'll save this to the horoscope ball of activity because, Jessica, you got so much coming. You're on the precipice of something great in your life and multiple changes. Oh, man. And money. Look at those planets in that second house of money. Lord, girl. Okay, so Jessica, I just saved your chart in the horoscope vault of activity. And I was drawn to you. And I swear, didn't the first girl have her Mercury in the 12th house? Didn't I tell you there are always themes? There's always themes. Craziness. Okay, here's the next thing I want to do. Is I said I was going to do it. And I am going to do it. Because, well, I think I did it before. I don't think she saw it. So I thought, let me do it so she can see it. Okay. So this is always a little bit hard when I look at this because, well, this one is a little bit harder for me to do. Only because, well, it's my baby. It's my baby, Christiana. Okay. So she's got a very interesting chart. I think I've showed it to you guys once or twice before, but have you ever seen anything like this before? Look at this mess. Look at this mess. Look at that. Look at this mess. That's crazy, right? These planets, the first, the second, the third, the seventh, the eighth, and ninth have all conjoined to become one or two. Literally, Cancer takes up the first, second, and third houses, and Capricorn is inhabiting the seventh, eighth, and ninth houses. They have become the everything. Okay, so this is, I think, her escape. This is the her, and this is the money, I guess, part of home and private and public. And private and public is a very big factor in the life of this person who happens to be my daughter, but who is a public figure. And it's been really hard for both her and me to start understanding that my daughter is becoming a public figure. And you would say, well, what creates a public figure? Well, first of all, Cancer, prominent in the first house, always does that. But beyond that, it's such a big Jupiter up in the progressed midheaven, right up in that 11th house. It's huge. It's taking up such a huge amount of space. And that's because her sun, her moon, her Mercury are all conjoined down in the fifth house. And Pallas Athena is there making, you know, by the way, she's the only business owner I know of that, you know, got to like $100,000 her first year or something. And that's because look at the fifth house of entrepreneurship. I had told her, and I'm glad she listened to her mommy, when she was working at the hospital, a famous hospital here that they use for Grey's Anatomy, she actually worked there. My baby was, she was doing the thing, right? My baby's been doing it. But they weren't treating her that great. And I told her, I was like, look, you're supposed to be an entrepreneur. I mean, you've got your sun, moon, and Mercury, and now I realize Pallas sitting in the fifth house. That's being your own boss, king or queen. You ain't supposed to be answering to nobody else. And this was the whole problem. She kept getting fired from jobs. She always had, look at this Pluto sitting there in the sixth house. People always messing with her, you know. And I think it's even before she became what she is becoming, since Pluto is, you know, sextile her sun, moon, and Mercury and all of that. And it's in her own house. All of this is Virgo in a way. No matter, although she's got three different signs inside of the house of Virgo, well, she is a Virgo, right? So it's, to me, this is just all Virgo. It's all work. Like, it's like work, 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 right? And when it's not work, it's health. Health, 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 health. And I told her the only thing that will offset the health issues is work. And when she started to work, she got better because her progressed moon is there. And she has to do the work. Her progressed moon is on her Saturn. I wouldn't be worth my weight in salt if I didn't say work, 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 work. Work, 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 work. And poor baby, she's going to have to keep working. The one good thing about that, though, with Pluto and Saturn and all that stuff going through her eighth house and ninth house, my baby made a lot of money. And also, she's got, you know, the North Node sitting in the second house, too. The beautiful thing about her is that none of it was done for money. I mean, not really. And this is, I think, has to do with the fact that this Jupiter is so huge sitting up there. I realize it's making that opposition here to this palace. And that 21 degrees is major. Look at this. 21, 21, 21, 21. Any more 21s? Going once, going twice? Well, three. 21 breaks down to a three. She was born on the third. So her Saturn is a three. See that? Okay. Her Neptune is a three. See that? And every 21 is a three. So we've got three, 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 three. Anyway, I don't want to freak people out, and I could if I go any deeper. And a progressed midheaven, look at that, three. Baby, we need to talk again. I always should counsel my baby all the time anyway. But man, you got a lot of three things going on right now, and it is making mommy's nerves a little bit. I've talked to her, and she knows, and we've discussed it before. But three is it's natural disasters. Also, three, I believe, vibrates to Virgo in numerology. So it's like Virgo, 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 Virgo. And what is she? A Virgo with the sun, moon, and Mercury all on top of each other. Yeah. She always says that she feels like she has multiple voices. Well, let's count the Virgos. Let's count the Virgos in her chart. Let's count the actual Virgos or Virgo emphasis in her chart. I'm going to count all the threes first, okay? Virgo 1, Virgo 2, Virgo 3, Virgo 4, right? Virgo 5, Virgo 6. That's six Virgos right there. Then the progress MC Virgo, that's seven Virgos, okay? Now, we're not done. She is a Virgo, and she's got her Mercury, sun, and moon in Pallas. So we got four more. So we got seven and four, that's 11. We got 11 Virgos. Now, every planet in the house of Virgo, I'm counting as a Virgo. So we were at, what, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 by birth, Virgo. But we're not done. Let's count the progressions. Ready? 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and with this transit, 26 planets all pointing to the house of Virgo. Is my baby sick? Yes, she is. Yes. Is she operating under incredible odds? Yes. I never realized how much so until now. It must take superhuman strength to do what this child is doing. And to say I'm proud of her is an understatement. I have felt like I could have lost my baby at any time over the last 2 years. And I can't imagine the superhuman strength it is taking for her to do what she is doing with 26 personalities inside of her. We know she's got multiple personalities. I just didn't know there was 26 of them until today. And they're all in Virgo. So yeah, Christiana, SOS, talk to your mommy, call me tomorrow. Love you, baby. Anyway, it's a very interesting chart. Very, very much so. Let's don't denote here, Uranus is going through the 12th house, opposing the 6th at this time. And that Uranus is in the 6th by birth. I just wanted to point these things out. Anyway, my daughter has a very unique chart. I know she was born obviously for a purpose with this Jupiter. Wow. Look at this Neptune sitting almost right on that. Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow. Oh, I'm almost going to cry. Oh. Whew. Well, and her part of fortune is less than 3 minutes off of her descendant. Is my baby lucky? Hell yeah. The luckiest person I've ever met in my life. I'm not kidding. I've never met anyone that lucky. And it's not, I'm fluke. And it's not going to ever stop because look at that. Look at that right there. That's amazing. Look at this mess. Anyway, let me stop running my chops because I can go on forever. She also, by the way, has Jupiter about to go over Uranus in her inner chart. And yes, they wanted her to go to the fancy hospital, the Mayo Clinic down in Minnesota because she has whatever she has, they don't know. They think it's POTS, but they don't know what's going on with her. This is Uranus in 26 points of Virgo. They'll never find out what it is. I'm sure of it. She's got Uranus on the midheaven at 0 degrees. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that Mars about to go and touch off of that midheaven. Look at this mess. 29 degrees is almost there. My goodness. Girl, you got something big about to happen in your career right now. Right this minute. Within the next week, my baby's about to, she might be a star any day. I told my aunt one day, I said, my daughter is only one really good interview or television or news appearance away from some type of insane stardom. I don't understand how or why, but I do know with this Gemini here, it does mean that she's the winged messenger. Also with all that Virgo, we just saw 26 points of Virgo. Whatever this message is, she was born to tell it. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. I'm going to save this new chart that I got from a baby into the horoscope vault of activity because my baby's chart is the most unique chart of anyone's I've ever seen. My goodness, 26 points of Virgo. Who ever heard of such a thing? My goodness. And by the way, is she the smartest person I've ever met? Yes, by far. I don't know anyone at all anywhere near as close as smart as my daughter. I kid you not. And I'm not just saying that. And I'm not just saying it because she has like 1,000 books in her house. I'm not saying that because she's working on her second or third master's degree. Nope. I'm not saying that because she's about to apply for a doctorate. I'm not saying that because she spoke at MIT. I'm not saying that because she, like I said, she made all this money in the first year working. I'm not saying that because we used to call her Rain Man. I'm not saying that because she's autistic to the point of being a genius. I'm saying it because she literally is the smartest person I ever met. And all it takes is one conversation with you and you will walk away knowing you have talked to the smartest person you have ever met. And I think that's why they keep interviewing her and putting her in charge of things, because of that. There's a reason someone is born or given 26 points of Virgo. There is a message to be shared. And I applaud her through working through her health issues to share that message. It's a beautiful thing. Anyway, I had said a couple of weeks ago I was going to do her little chart, because I do everyone's but my own job. And I just wanted to make sure I took the time to actually go through it. And man, it's amazing when you do take the time to go through the charts and look at it like that. And you start seeing, you know, these synchronicities within the chart, and it begins to make like sense. And you know, it's amazing. Anyway, I can get a little woo-woo when it comes to charts, especially my own kid. But you guys, I just want to tell you, it has been my pleasure to be here with you tonight. It is now 1:25. I have been at this for over an hour on a Friday night. I am so proud of myself for getting up and doing this, no matter how late it was, and providing you guys with the information and value that I wanted to share about astrology tonight. And I invite you all to stop by astrologyelegantside.com/shop, and, you know, go check out some of our stuff there. We got a lot there. Ooh, and I also want to make sure that you guys check out all of the different places. I'm going to have it in my signature in the group and on our page at facebook.com/astrologyelegantside here on Facebook. And I'll also make sure I've got this in all of my stuff now so that you guys can do it. But we now have a subscription service. And what that is so that you can order it and forget it. Like, you know, I think I've got it where you can get like 3 in a year or 6 in a year or 12 in a year or whatever it is. I tried to work it out so that you guys can always get your professional readings, because I'm going to get to the point where I either am overbooked, double booked, or I can't book yet. And I want to make sure whoever wants to make sure they don't miss any standing appointments with me, get in on a subscription plan, because anything can come up and I'm involved in a lot of things, and I highly, highly suggest it. Okay. That is my tip of the day. Oh, and don't forget, if you go to buy a future prediction reading at astrologyelegantside.com, even if you're not a Libra, just put in the special code, which is Libra 9. Okay, you guys, much love, much light, many blessings. This is Adrian Capricorn Tigress going out with my favorite song. Namaste, you guys. Namaste. Okay, y'all. I better go and put myself to sleep. Blessings.